your doubt. What will you say, Philip, when I tell you there is a multitude coming? How are we going to feed all these guys? There's not a cafeteria around here big enough for all of these. Ooh, Philip, what do you think? It's like Elijah standing there at the Valley of Dry Bones and saying, the Lord said, can these bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest, I don't know. But the Lord was proving him. Read verse 7.
Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little.
200 pennyworth, according to a little bit of research, was about 1 year's wages for a man. So one man would work all year long for everybody to get one little meal. Said, we don't have enough time, money, to get enough to feed this hungry group of people. So what are we going to do? Read.
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many?
Wait. There's a kid here. We checked around everybody else. He's got... This is all we found. We found five barley loaves and two fishes, but, you know, what is that among so many? Should we go back to the market? And Jesus says, always tells you, don't go back to the world for your answers. He drew them out. Sometimes God draws you out and severs ties and relationships with other people so you won't go back. He took them across the Red Sea and he let it go back to normal flow. The Bible says they would have went back, but they couldn't cross the sea again.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. Verse 10.
And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000.
See, this was another miracle, just getting men to sit down. Get the men to sit down. There's a lot of grass, okay? And in those days, they didn't count the women and the children. Listen up. They didn't count the women and children. They just counted the men. And they were numbered, the Bible says here, about 5,000, not including women and children. Just suppose, for me just a minute, you got 5,000 men. Each of them had a spouse, okay? That's 10,000. And just suppose they had two children. That's 10 more thousand. That's 20,000 people. I guess two fishes and five loaves ain't going to cut it. You got to understand the magnitude of this multitude. It's at least 10 if the kids didn't come. But one did. And so he tells them, I want you to sit them down by ranks of hundreds and fifties. Now, I want you to think about this with me. Are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
To take 5,000 men and break them into groups of fifties is 100 groups of 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 49, 50. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, this takes time. It's a process of getting through this to get your miracle. See, everybody wants the miracle, but they don't want the process that it takes to get the miracle. They're already hungry. They're already tired. And they're going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're counting them out into groups of 50. Set them aside. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sometimes it takes longer to prepare for your miracle than it does for Jesus to do your miracle.
Right. Amen.
Verse 11.
And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as many as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
Wait, stop right there. They took of the loaves that he had given them, okay? He gave thanks. He distributed among the disciples, them that sat down. A miracle had transpired. We sing that old song, "What a Miracle," you know. The 5,000 hungry souls he fed, but it was more than 5,000. But the miracle this morning was not in the hands of the 5,000 that they counted. The miracle this morning was not in the hands of the 50s that they counted. The miracle this day was in the hands of a little boy they didn't count. The one they overlooked, the lad they didn't count, had the miracle with him.
Wow, that's good.
And I'm here to preach to you what you're counting on. Not everybody you count, you can count on. Talk to Gideon. I'm here to preach to you, count on what you're not counting on. The one they didn't count on is the one that the miracle was in the hands of. Whoo! My. The real miracle of this whole thing is that the little boy gave his lunch, but he ate too.
Yes. Right.
Thank the Lord. He not only fed 5,000 men and maybe 15,000 other people, but he gave his lunch and got it back too. Till he couldn't eat anymore. I wonder how many of us as they come this morning would be so stingy as to say, "But that's mine. That's all I got. I brought this out here. Y'all didn't bring nothing out here. You must not been thinking ahead." And maybe like Brother Valentine said, he's going to sell it. Boy, it'd been high out there. I mean, you get a hot fishing bait, nobody's catching them but you. You can sell that bait for a lot. And out there, there was no food. He could have sold it for a lot. But the little boy gave his bread and his fish into the hands of the one that could multiply it. Oh, my God. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets full of fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above them that had eaten. And Jesus had lifted up the 2 fish and the 5 loaves. And this is what he did. "I thank you for this little bit." It may not be much, but I thank you for this little bit. It may not be the car you want to drive, but I thank you for this little bit. It may not be the job you want. I thank you so much for this little bit. It may not be the relationship you want, but I thank God that I'm still married. I thank God I still have somebody. I'm here to preach to you, better count on what you're not counting on. And he took it up, what little bit it was, in the sight of them, and he thanked them for it. That little lad, I don't even know his name. And it doesn't really matter, because the one that got glory was the one that lifted it up. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to learn to lift up what little bit you got. I don't have much money in the bank, but Lord, I'm thankful for what I do have. I don't have much meal in the barrel, but I'm thankful for what I do have. I don't have much oil in the pot, but I'm thankful for what little bit I got. And then he broke it. And he had the same amount. He dispensed it. I know it's old school to talk about being broken, but I'm here to tell you, it still works. God won't multiply what you got until you break it. I said, he won't multiply what you got until you break it. How can we multiply what you got if you don't break it? You see that little woman over there? She gave out of her needs. The rest of them, abundance. She broke what she had off. I'm here to tell you, the people that you're not counting on is the ones you need to count on. A miracle was done that day because a little boy that wasn't counted now. They may all know his name. We never knew his name. But to God be the glory. Clap your hands to the Lord. To God be the glory. If we'll learn to be thankful for what little bit we got, hallelujah, then God can begin to multiply what you got so that he gets the glory and not you. Would you stand with me this morning and let's sing this old song, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Things that may seem insignificant to you, hallelujah, is what God's going to use.